The city of Weed faces a major water situation and, in fact, has been facing it for years now. The city's largest single water source belongs to somebody else, and the lease to use that water runs out in the middle of this year. Negotiations are underway, but they've been going on for 5 years now with no resolution in sight. So the city recently warned the public that it was prepared to provide bottled water for drinking and prepared to truck water across town for other domestic uses. The city council meets tonight with the water issue firmly on the agenda. Ken Palfini is the mayor of Weed, first elected to the city council in 2010, and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
So the history lesson here first, how did the city end up growing up and getting to be the Weed we know today without its own major water right?
Well, originally the city of Weed was a company town, and it had a divide. We had two parts of town with two separate water systems. The company town portion had water provided by a spring called Bayonne Spring. A whole system of piping was developed for our city, including the sewer lines. So consequently, those two lines have never been joined together. So consequently, we still maintain two separate systems.
All right. So the part that from Bayonne Spring is owned by a Roseburg Forest Products, is that right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And so so the lease was signed, I guess, 50 years from 1966 until, well, that would have it expiring this year. Until 2011, when apparently negotiations began, was there any record of discussion of the extension of the right or a new lease or anything like that?
Negotiations have been ongoing for probably at least 7 years that I'm aware of. 5 years have put a little, the last 5 years have been a little more urgent. And the last 9 months, we've had formal mediation discussions, but again, with very little progress. We don't seem to be able to come to terms just regarding water. All the terms are regarding water plus other conditional items, which continue to plague, in my opinion, the negotiations.
Now, I know there were dueling news releases that went out Friday of last week from City and from Roseburg Forest Products. Roseburg insists that it's not going to let the city go without water, but it also says because things are in negotiation, it can't really say what the sticking points in the negotiations are. Can you tell us what the major holdup is? You said something other than just the
Well,
water.
I can't discuss all the negotiation details because, again, I would be under the same scrutiny as Roseburg would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I will probably have to defer those to the negotiation table. However, just the fact that every time an agreement has been undertaken and presented back to Roseburg Forest Products, each time we make a negotiation agreement, it comes back to us with more conditions. Each condition has been again mediated, sent back, and return with more conditions. So again, there is a point where that kind of breaks down when you get to points where they're not up for discussion. And I think that is where we could leave it at that.
I think what you're saying here is they essentially move the goalposts on you. You say, okay, we'll meet you there. And then they say, no, it's got to be here instead.
Exactly. I feel, again, this is my opinion, to be very, to Roseburg Forest Products, to be very manipulative. And I wasn't going to really say that, but I really do feel that that's the case.
All right. So things did get serious on Friday with these dueling news releases from the city and from Roseburg Forest Products. What prompted the city to put its out? Because it appears like Roseburg's was a response to that. I mean, was there just a particular point in negotiations that you felt had gotten really bad?
Well, we felt that the negotiations weren't being fruitful. And as a city, we have a responsibility to our citizens to protect their health and safety. We did not want to continue using that water without a lease in place that is not legal. So for us to use that water and for Roseburg to suggest us using that water is not a legal move. And so, again, those are undetermined events that the city, you can't project what that's going to develop to.
Ken Palfini is the mayor of Weed, California, where we're talking about the water situation there, where Roseburg Frost Products owns the water right to a major chunk of the town. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. I noticed the city information came through a public relations agency, which is an interesting step to take. What brought it to that point?
I believe we wanted to make sure we are not professionals at public relations, so we wanted to make sure that we expressed our point just using somebody with a little more expertise.
All right. It's a fairly scary scenario laid out in the city's news release, the discussion of, you know, potentially 45 water trucks a day driving through town, et cetera. What are some of the things you'd have to do if the city didn't have access to the water coming from Bayonne Springs?
Well, the first thing, as mayor and the declaration of emergency, it would allow us to place water restrictions in place for our citizens. That would restrict water usage to laundry, kitchen use, bathroom use. Citizens, if they want to use that water, would probably have to boil it for drinking. So we thought the trucking of water, of the bottled water, would solve that issue. It does mean that there won't be any water for lawns, for car washing, or for a cogen plant. So this will not only affect the northern residents of Weed, but it'll also affect the southern residents of Weed. We are getting the money from, hopefully from Prop 84 money, which allows for emergency measures and water that will pay for all of those things. But again, that is a short-term fix, and it only provides a modest part of the water needed. We will also be using applying to the county board of supervisors for a backflow from another water source a couple miles north. And we will also be making plans to put in a pipeline from our south system to our north system. But even with all of those measures, the trucks are necessary to put enough water in our tanks to not only provide the basic uses for domestic uses, but also to fill enough pressure in our tanks so that it protects our city from fire.
So the trucks would be like a pipeline system on wheels, essentially, trucking water from the south system up to the north tanks?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I can see the need for further infrastructure here. Without Bayonne Springs, first of all, let's get a division on town. About how many homes are served from the Bayonne Springs source and how many from other sources?
I'd say it's probably about a 60-40 split, mm-hmm. Probably 60% in the north and 40% in the south. I haven't looked at the demographics to that exactly, but I would probably suspect that.
Okay, so we are talking more than half the town then being served by the system that is very much up in the air at the moment.
Yes, we are. It is quite troubling.
Roseburg's corporate office said in its release on Friday the company has no intention of shutting down water to the city of Weed, which would, you know, that sounds great, I guess, if you're trying to make sure you continue to receive water from there. But you're saying not a good idea to keep receiving water without a lease here. So is it more legal? Is it more philosophical? What's the approach here?
It would be, to me, it's an undetermined factor. I don't think you can operate a city with not knowing what your costs are. We are not a corporation that can act immediately, so everything we do has to be measured. Everything we do has to be planned months in advance, because the city has to operate under the transparency, basis of transparency. We have to be able to say to our public, this is what we are doing, and so we have to post the notices, we have to do all these things.
So
leasing to use the water without a lease would be similar to, at least in my eyes, if I got some wood from a friend and said, how much do you want? He says, oh, pay me later. And then when I ask him how much after I burned it all, and I ask him how much was the wood, he says $500, and we don't agree. That's the problem I believe we have. It's kind of simplistic, but it still kind of fits.
Well, it's a very, very clear analogy. I mean, you want to make sure you know what you're going to be paying for something if you're going to end up using it beyond the period that's been agreed to. So this is the end of June. Is that right, when the lease runs out?
Yes, it expires June 29th from what I see.
All All right. So June 30th, something else has to happen is the belief. Now, what there is the agenda item tonight. What's on the table for discussion?
Well, on the table for discussion right now is there is some closed session for a litigation measure. There's a declaration of emergency that we've been talking about. And I believe there's been a counteroffer from Roseburg on a new memorandum of agreement. And you can tell what I feel about those already. It's so far non-productive.
All right. So we're talking again to Ken Palfini, the mayor of Weed, California. He's been a member of the city council since 2010, and since even before that time, the city's been in negotiations with Roseburg Forest Products over the lease that expires in the middle of this year for water from the Bayonne Spring water source. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. We will be talking about water more broadly in our Vents Day segment coming up. You can join now or then, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We have an email here from Raven in Mount Shasta who says, I hear that Roseburg is using the same attorney as Crystal Geyser Water Company is using in Mount Shasta, Barbara Brenner. This seems like a conflict of interest to the city and the public. Seems to me that Crystal Geyser is maneuvering things via the attorney, so Crystal Geyser Roxanne gets the best deal. Any comment on how that's affecting your negotiations? That from Raven in Mount Shasta.
You want me to respond to that?
Yes.
I don't believe, through my short experience with this, I will tell you that there's not a lot of water attorneys. I don't believe there's any effect. We have Crystal Geyser. Roxanne in Weed is not the same company as the Crystal Geyser company in Mount Shasta, although they have some similar, possibly some similar connections. They are not identical companies. I just feel that Barbara Brenner is maybe one of those water attorneys that's available. They're not plentiful.
Got it. Okay. Crystal Geyser Roxanne, a bottling plant like what's being discussed for Mount Shasta?
Yes, we have a bottling plant in Weed for Crystal Geyser Roxanne, yes.
And what is its water source?
Its water source, again, is Bayonne Springs.
Okay.
And also they have wells.
All right. We have another call here. Let's go to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ken Palfini, the mayor of Weed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What possibility is there for the city of Weed to take the spring and or the water from it by right of eminent domain?
Oh, interesting question. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate that. That sounds like a tough case to make, Ken.
Well, I can't discuss that particular issue because that involves property rights. So I would love to go delve into that, but I would probably enjoin a lawsuit. So I'd probably love to have that discussion, but again, I don't think that's a proper discussion because those are negotiating things. So sorry, I can't answer that. And it's a little vague, and I do apologize for that.
All right, so eminent domain potentially part of the picture here. Vicki in Mount Shasta on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I was going to ask you, I think I spoke with Mayor Bob Hall last year, and I think I was told that the lease previously was $1 a year in exchange for handling all of the effluent of Roseburg without charge. I wondered if that was the case. I can't remember exact details. And the second question is that I had heard that originally the water master had made a mistake, that when the land was sold by the previous lumber company, they were supposed to give the water rights proportionate to the amount of land that was going to be developed for commercial and residential projects in the city, and that wasn't done, and instead that was just given to Roseburg, or the predecessor to Roseburg, and that's where the issue really started. So I'm wondering also, the third part is that, you know, yes, it is the same company, partially 50% owned by Otsuka Pharmaceutical Holdings in Japan, which also is the wholly Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser. Yes,
it's a wholly owned subsidiary, but they're 50%, as I understand it, in Weed. So they're considered sister companies. So it definitely there is a link, and it is the same attorney.
All right, thanks for the list there, Vicki. Appreciate it. So first off, the $1 plus handling the effluent from the plant, was that the original agreement?
Well, actually, the original agreement, the caller is correct. The $1 agreement for 50 years involved us providing our pipeline, because they have literally the pond and we have the hose. So that involved, the dollar a year involves, number one, the pipeline. Number two, it does involve the sewer system. We do handle a certain amount of what they refer to as domestic affluent. Domestic affluent. They have a firehouse. We also partner in the fire. We are the fire department. So we are interconnected very deeply. We want to keep that relationship open. However, it's proving a little bit difficult. The second part of her question regarding the Water Master letter, this is a letter she may be referring to in 1982, which has been discussed but never really put to bed, so to speak. There's a letter stating that after our development of the water system, and when International Paper was going to sell to Roseburg Forest Products, there's a letter from the Water Master to, I believe, the resource manager of IPED to separate the two CFSs that's been adjudicated to the City of Weed, to separate it off. I believe the list of who uses the water was so designated. I'm not sure of the follow-through, and I would have to defer past that point.
All right. So part of one of the issues that's been rising since last Friday, when the releases went out from both the city and from Roseburg Forest Products, is a fair amount of news coverage, which you expected, but some things apparently have been gotten wrong. What are some of the misconceptions you've been battling for the last couple of days?
Well, some of the misconceptions is one of the newspapers reported a shortfall. I wanted to make sure that the people understood that this was not a drought-related issue. This was a lack of a failure of Roseburg Forest Products and the City of Weed to come to terms on the lease of the water. So I just wanted to make sure, some people just flash on the headlines. I wanted to make sure that that is clear. This is not drought-related, although the drought may impact the lease agreements, okay? Mm-hmm. But it is not drought-related. The second thing I would like to correct for the record is that yesterday KHSL-TV reported that Roseburg was offering us a six-month extension of the lease at no cost. I would tell you, if you heard that report, that is a complete fabrication.
All right, so a bit of a thicket to get through here, obviously, in a number of ways before all is said and done, but the major issue being that the lease expires between the City of Weed and Roseburg Forest Products on June 29th of this year with no replacement in sight. Ken Palfini is the mayor of Weed, and he's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, good to have you.